completion, I believe, of the communications, correct?
Yes, that's right.
Very good. Let us move first to the we don't have a consent agenda. Beautiful. Okay, so we'll move to the first time certain item, please. 927.
Travel Portland 2017 presentation.
Very good. Travel Portland, colleagues, is the city's destination marketing organization. Their job is to drive tourism and create economic development opportunities for people here in our city. Often we don't think of tourism in exactly the same way we think about business recruitment, but those visitors' dollars put money in the pockets of businesses, both large and very small, in our community. And we know that Portland is a thriving startup and makers scene, which is enhancing the visitor's experience here and adds dollars to those businesses. For those of you who were here last week, we heard from some of the small business owners and operators in Ankeny Alley, and they certainly confirmed that. According to a survey by More Information, Portland residents rank tourism and tourists third behind technology and healthcare as creating the most economic success in the Portland area. A combined 86% of those surveyed said it was extremely or fairly important. Travel Portland also is charged with sharing the brand of Portland and ensuring it is authentic to the experience that visitors have here. And the board has discussed this work. They also know that through tourism, we export the values of Portland to other places around the country and around the world. How open and welcoming we are as a community is evident as you walk down the street and see locals helping tourists with their maps in hand get to the destination that they want to get to. Another area of focus over the last several years has been to dig deep into the multicultural meetings market and to ensure that all of Portland is well represented in promotional materials. And you'll see today using members of our local community to tell their true Portland experience. And with that, now I will turn this over to our Able Travel Portland team. Good morning, and thank you for being here.
Thank you, Mayor Wheeler and Commissioners. Before we start, I'd like to introduce Naeem Hazan, who is our board chair this year.
Can you introduce yourself as well?
I'm Jeff Miller, the president and CEO of Travel Portland. Naeem is our board chair and owns Naeem Hazan Photography and has been a great addition to our board. Yeah, after 4 years of phenomenal growth, as you know from the lodging tax, it's beginning to become a more normalized growth. And we've seen extra hotels being built. We certainly are excited about the groundbreaking at the Hyatt Convention Center, and that will bring more business to Portland via those conventions that are so beneficial to the city economically. While we have not been able to officially start booking the hotel, we do have 4 groups coming that we've promised rooms to, so we'll have to make that happen. You know, and our job as a destination marketing organization is to make sure that businesses large and small and all lodging types of properties benefit from that. The photo that you see is of the Mercado on Southeast Foster, and this is from our photo library, and it's one of our favorite photos because it represents the joy of Portland. And they received the Travel Portland President's Award this last year for fostering diversity and entrepreneurs. And we think that small business and this culture is the cornerstone of what makes Portland interesting. We had over 9 million visitors last year to Portland. This is up 1.3% from the year before, and these are from Dean Runyon, who does our economic impacts. Direct spending. This is a nice increase from 2010, and you'll see an increase from last year as well. I will tell you that the lodging taxes from fiscal year 2010-11 to 2015-16 doubled in Portland. A huge increase and nice going into the city coffers as well as all recipients of that lodging tax. And we had a 4% increase last year, so a more normalized growth, but growth nonetheless. At the end of the day, this is all about jobs and the jobs that are created through tourism. And I think we'll see an increase in these job numbers as all the new hotels open. We have another 2,000 rooms coming on in the next couple of years, and I'm sure you know about all of those. You know, we talk about healthy hotels and the city's occupancy, and you can see we have very large numbers there. And the average daily rate which has gone from $150 to $182. And in this, when you add the entire city, these are numbers for the central city, but for the entire city, the occupancy last year was 78.9%, and the average daily rate was $152. So that is why we are getting a lot of hotel construction, because we are a very hot market. We do a survey every couple of years of residents, and as the mayor said, Portland residents feel that tourism is important to the economy. It jumped from 58% on the last survey to 65% this year of tourism being important. And another point that I think is really interesting in the survey is we ask people, where do they recommend friends and family stay? 62% do say stay with me, but the folks that said stay in a hotel dropped from 28% to 19%, but the home sharing, Airbnb, VRBOs, jumped from 9% to 13%. So we are indeed seeing those folks, the hosts, benefiting from this. And we know that our job is to have an impact on the destination. International has been a key investment for us with the Tourism Improvement District. We're committed to branding Portland internationally, and this is the Japanese language tour guide that we did, and this is our mascot, the Dude. We believe he's the only mascot for a U.S. city in Japan, and he has his own virtual travel agency in Japan. This is the Dude in Modi Square, which is the Times Square of Tokyo. He connected through HIS, travel agency that we partnered with there, with potential visitors. He's quite the blue dude. We've created some virtual reality heads, which were at our awards breakfast this year, and we had three of them. They were branded food, as you can see, the ski dude, and then the maker's culture, and sort of the ADX. And we spend a lot of time making sure that those direct international flights through Delta, KLM, and others are well supported. We also, in Japan, partnered with Prosper Portland on the Hanjin department store promotion, where they took an entire floor and made it with Portland products, and we joined Prosper Portland there, which has always been beneficial for us and for them. Last year, we recruited the number one Dutch reality TV show called Who is the Mole, or Wie is de Mol. It was their 17th season, and it was the most successful show that they've had. 3.2 million visitors a week, and our TravelPortland.nl website blew up, over 3,000% increase. It's basically a scavenger hunt, and one person is a mole who's trying to break the whole game down. It really helped how we're seen in that market, and Delta KLM reported very strong increase in their business as well. We're working in London. We were with the group on the inaugural flight, and we've hired Black Diamond, which is a London-based tourism promotion company in the UK, to help promote Portland. We've done Expedia campaigns, and then we'll do some Portland pop-ups in the Shoreditch neighborhood, which is a very Portland part of London, and take Portland makers with us to showcase them there. You probably know that Delta has renewed the flight for next year and expanded its time period, and we are looking for the year-round service, and we'll do our part to promote that. But we also moved for the first time in advertising outside of the Pacific Northwest to San Francisco, Minneapolis, and Phoenix, and those markets research show that they have an affinity for Portland. And the campaign's titled You Can, which really showcases the spirit of possibilities here, and every person's ability to craft their own experience while in Portland. And next I'll show you the 30-second ad that was created by Wyden and Kennedy and House Spirits, which is a stop-motion video company here in Portland. And we got an email from a retired film editor and animation buff who step-framed through the whole ad. And his comments via email were, "And I wanted to sincerely thank you for showing diversity, capital, all caps. You have interracial couples, people in wheelchairs, gay couples, preppy to long hairs, rockers, and classical musicians. I mean, I'm really impressed." He goes on to say, "Thank you for subtly telling how everybody is welcome in Portland." And I'm going to let you see how many of those you can catch. And you might also notice, since it's Portland, we have a chicken.
Whatever it is that floats your boat or tickles your taste buds, or brightens your day, even if you've never tried it before, Just know that you can in Portland.
This played very successfully in all of those markets, and there was a lot of excitement about being able to showcase those pieces of Portland. And here you see one of the stop motions with the timbers. We also had Out of Home talking again about handcrafting local products and being able to create your own trip when you're here, unlike any other place on the planet. We did press events in each of those cities, and we took Portland in a Can, showcasing Portland products and taking those makers with us. And we got a ton of press on that. It was fun to see how much you can get in one can. You know, public relations is the cornerstone of our success, and you can see some of the results here, an article from the Wall Street Journal, which is not where you might expect us to pop up. But it's been terrific for us to be both internationally and domestically focusing on that press. And with that, we're hosting the Society of American Travel Writers Convention October 29th to November 3rd. And with help from the Visitors Development Fund, which Commissioner Fritz and Fish sat on, they were able to help us financially with that. And it's an organization of the premier travel writers in the country, both writers and public relations officials in the travel space. Early registration already shows that we have folks from the Los Angeles Times, San Francisco Chronicle, National Geographic Traveler, USA Today, Travel Leisure, and many, many others. And while they aren't required to write articles, we know from other destinations that they've met that you get many years of residual articles from them. We're very excited about hosting SATW. You know, and the convention business is clearly one of the things that is easiest for us to count. And this is a screenshot of our new meeting planner website. And you'll see it says Let's Portland, which is a takeoff, a little bit of a different takeoff on You Can. And it helps invite those meeting planners to do Portland and some easy tools for them to use. As the mayor knows, we had a very successful pitch with outdoor retailer and Interbike. And while we did not get the outdoor retailer, we're still waiting on Interbike, and each of those cities is throwing lots and lots of money at those meetings, but it was good for us to work directly with Business Oregon and Prosper Portland and those vendor communities and economic development professionals to help us put that pitch together and really show Portland in a very, very positive light. We were told by the folks at Outdoor Retailer that we stayed in the competition a lot longer than we might normally, simply because of the pitch we put together. And you'll see here, this was we took our retailers with us via video, and because of our facility size, we weren't able to win that bid, but we certainly gave it a good pitch. We also just did a pitch for the NAACP 2020 in Baltimore. We booked a couple of multicultural conventions that we're really proud of. One is the Church of God in Christ coming in 2020 with over 10,000 room nights. And another convention whose name we can't give yet, but in 2019 with over 9,000 room nights. And we're really working very hard on this part of the business, and the NAACP was a dream pitch for us. We are up against Miami. And you don't often hear Portland and Miami in the same pitch, but we're really excited about that. 2020 is also an election year, so we would love to have the NAACP's national convention here with us. And I'm going to show you the video that we took with us, because I think we used Portlanders to talk about their city. The mayor was also kind enough to be in that pitch. But I think it will show you the kind of pitches we're putting together about Portland.
And people say to me, especially in Portland, I don't see color. We cannot relate if you don't understand it's different. That we are still so stuck in the isms that we can't grow. I think we need to get our heads out of our asses. I think that we need to reconcile the history of the state of Oregon and be honest about it.
The past is pretty ugly. And so I don't say these things to badmouth the community. I love Portland. It's a great community. I'm very optimistic about its future. But we have never really had intentional dialogues to the degree that we need to own that racist past in this state and in this community so that we can move on from it. And that's where I think the NAACP can be particularly helpful.
What gives me hope is the work we're doing and we've been doing over the last several years in the Oregon legislature. We had a legislature who was willing to go up the hill and require that all Oregon children regardless of their immigration status, have access to health care coverage. To me, that's a really good sign that we can make progress and we can move forward.
It's beautiful here. There's a different spirit here that I haven't experienced in a lot of places. This is like the food capital of the world. So we've got great restaurants all over the city. We've got wine and beer and everything in between.
The arts here, the music here. My husband is from New York and he's a musician, and when he moved here, he has been amazed at the musicianship here.
We have what we call our Columbia Gorge, which is absolutely gorgeous. We have waterfalls and beautiful Columbia River, and then you head west toward the ocean, and it's heaven.
Coming to Portland, you know, I pretty much felt at home as far as being amongst a creative community, as well as, you know, just being introduced to so many other creative outlets that I, you know, wouldn't have been exposed to otherwise.
Out here, it's like, where are you from? And you know, why do you do what you do, or what makes you happy? So in general, everybody's very accepting. The thing that allows for all the creativity and acceptance is actually, I would say, the industries that are out here. Why we got all these food carts? Why do we have some of the best restaurants? Why do we have some of the greatest creatives, one of the biggest creative agencies in the world, the biggest footwear companies, biggest tech companies? Why do we have all this stuff if we're not doing something right?
Having organizations like the NAACP choose Portland, it's not Baltimore, it's not D.C., it's not L.A. So if you're coming looking for a large African-American population, this isn't the place for that.
But when you have an opportunity to change the landscape in not just a city like Portland, but a state like Oregon, with the history that it does, man, that is the best topsoil ever.
It feels very counterintuitive to consider Portland, but I think that's what makes it right. And I think that picture would provide a different lens by which to see and understand the possibilities of what the African-American experience has been. And so I think there's an immense amount of possibilities that the city could gain by having them be present.
If you don't choose Portland, you're actually missing out. It's that simple. You're really missing out. Don't give us a chance. Give yourself a chance. Yep.
I love how he finishes that up, and I think it's so incredibly well said. Commissioner Ray Leary from the Merck Commission did a very good job of talking about the need for the NAACP to come to Portland and create a dialogue with us. And we were very honest about the community we live in and the community that we want to live in and how they can help us do that. So we were really proud of that pitch, and I was proud to be with the team making that pitch. We won't hear until the fall, but we're very optimistic. Let's Portland. This is some of the creative that we did on the convention side. You'll see here some of the banner ads that are on Cvent, which is a meeting portal, the number one meeting portal, and you can see the creative very much represents the experiences that you'll have in Portland. This is one of the print ads where culture and kindness are superpowers, and this is a picture from the Portland Pride Parade, and we take absolutely every opportunity to show what a welcoming community we are. This is the first ad announcing the Hyatt coming to Portland, and that we can start selling that in about 90 days, but we wanted to get out there in front of this, and we have a long list of clients that we'll be talking to. And this is the Mercatus website from Prosper Portland, and you know, we know that at the end of the day, small businesses and businesses in Portland need to benefit from tourism dollars. And we've been, Tamara Kennedy Hill, our Vice President of Diversity and Community Relations, I worked very closely with Tori Campbell, who you saw in the video from Prosper Portland. And we had a vendor showcase earlier in the early last year, and then we'll have a much larger one this coming year to showcase those minority entrepreneurs and to the community, but also to the meeting planners and other professionals that can use their services. So we take very seriously doing our job with other economic development agencies to create business. We work very closely with organizations throughout the city. We have the Travel Portland Education and Training Foundation, which is supported by our golf tournament and member donations. And we focused those scholarships, which are for our industry, the hospitality industry, on students of color using the Black United Fund, Hispanic Metropolitan Chamber, and many others to funnel those scholarship dollars to people interested in our industry. We've also worked very closely with many other community relations, both with their galas, but also funding some of their initiatives, like transition projects, which we've just helped fund, again, the street outreach for downtown for the rest of the summer, and are looking for other ways with our hotel partners to continue funding that, because we believe that we can be a part of the solution there. As we look forward to the future, we are working on the tourism master plan because we want Portland to be a great city for its residents as well as a great place to visit. And Mayor-elect Wheeler met with residents when we started this project a little over a year ago, and we're now in the second phase of that where we've looked at what the tourism assets are and how do we position ourselves for the future. We're not Venice or Barcelona yet, but we want to make sure that we do a really good job of selling this place and making it welcoming for all. And with that is my presentation. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you.
Colleagues, any comments? Thank you. Excellent presentation.
I'd say, as usual, your very impressive presentation and very impressive activities that Travel Portland is involved in. And
thank you.
You're doing a great job.
So thank you.
Appreciate it.
Well done. Thank you.
Do you want to tell us about these pins? I'm assuming you gave us these pins, or are they from somebody else?
Nope. Those are from us. That's the Let's Portland pin. They are great trade show giveaways, but it's that Let's Portland. Let's bring your meeting to Portland, and fun sort of lapel pins for folks to pick up at our booth and remember us whenever they go.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Very good. Thanks, Jeff. It's good seeing you. Next item, please.